Emerald Star by Jacqueline Wilson. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Emerald Star by Jacqueline Wilson. Read by Finty Williams. Chapter 1. What are you doing here, child? This is no place for a little lass like you. Come on, tell me your name.
I drew myself up as tall as I could, standing on tiptoe in my clumpy boots.
I am not a child, I said haughtily, though I knew I was so small and slight I did not look anywhere near 14. My name is... But then I hesitated foolishly.
My name is Hetty Feather, but I had never felt it was my real name. It was a comical name chosen at random when Mama handed me to the matron at the Foundling Hospital when I was only a few days old. I had been christened Hetty Feather in the hospital chapel, and people had been calling me that name in irritation and anger ever since. I was not a placid child, and found it hard to stick to the rigid rules and regulations of the hospital. My hot temper and wild spirit made me stand out from all the other foundlings as clearly as my bright red hair. I was plain, the smallest and slightest in my year, and cursed with my carrot hair, but I did have bright blue eyes, my one good feature. I fancied my mama might have called me Sapphire if she'd been able to keep me. When at last I found her...